happens being that the Gemara discussion passes clearly that a woman is not chayavis to be ba'al her son because she tiva also and tiva sovel also. What's the rabbis from the regular column that says she has nine grams? We know that a meal can only be done by yom. So in fact, we have 2 days in Tosafot. The answer for this question was Tosafot in Kedushin says that in Ochinami that when we pass in Allah that a meal can only be done by yom, but Laila, in fact, you don't need a pasuk. That the only reason why the Gemara needs a pasuk is according to this one Tana, one lone Tana, or Belos and Peshimra, Masechus Yevamos, Belos that a meal can be done by Laila as long as it's past the eighth day. Mila on the eighth day, everybody agrees. There's a din by yom called Laila, but a meal shalom is mana. The contra of Yelaza can be done at any time, even by Laila. So therefore, you need a pasuk according to him. Tosafot Megillah suggests a different tarot, and maybe the cloud of mitzvah seishah slang grammar doesn't cover mitzvah sheyesh bakaris. Maybe it only applies to mitzvah kalos. Those are the two shittas in the Rishon that we discussed in front. And I want to begin today, spend perhaps a good chunk of today's shiur, in understanding another tarot that the Rishon has given. That's the tarot that's presented by the Ramban. The Ramban gives a tarot, so very often I'll give the Rishon go along with the tarot as well. So the Ramban suggests as follows, that maybe the klal of mitzvah saseh shezman grama does not apply to milah, because when do we apply the rule of mitzvah saseh shezman grama? That's a mitzvah that a person does for himself, like a mitzvah tefillin, a mitzvah tzitzit, a mitzvah kriyashma, but a mitzvah that you do to somebody else, like the mitzvah bris milah, so that's not considered to be part of the klal of mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So the question is, what does the Ramban mean by that? Why should this be that milah doesn't constitute a mitzvah saseh shezman grama? Because it's a mitzvah that's done klape achir, that it's done to somebody else, and therefore you need a special pasuk to tell me that afa pichay women are pturos, because there's a special ptur of also below osos. How do we understand the Ramban? What's the gedor of this Ramban? So the chora, one can understand the Ramban in one of two ways. And really the two pishakira that how to understand pshat and the Ramban, what's this new klal that the Ramban is telling us in the klal of its sages, my grandma, really is just a throwback to our original chakira. You'll see the whole song. We only have one chakira. We just keep on rehashing it and revamping it. So our original chakira was, what's the nature of the obligation of a father to be malasad in the first place? Is it a personal obligation, or is it a mitzvah that's basically mutelas al habayim, and the role of the father is just to represent the bayim, the role of the father is just to help out, to assist the bayim, because the kid is under bar mitzvah, so he obviously can't do it himself. So this may be what the Ramban is driving at also. That if you understand that the nature of the chiyuv of a parent, of a father, to be mala's son, is basically a chiyuv on the bein. It's not really an independent, it's not really a personal chiyuv on the father, but rather the chiyuv is mutal on the bein, and the role of the father is just lahotzi yudei chavaso, so then the Ramban makes a lot of sense, that this cannot possibly constitute a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Why? Mitzvah saseh shezman grama means when it's a woman's mitzvah, when it's her personal obligation, so there's a din that a woman can't be chayavas in a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. But if the nature of the chiyuv to remal your son is not a mitzvah which is munach, okay, good morning in a minute. If the nature of the mitzvah, if the mitzvah rests upon the child, the mitzvah doesn't rest upon the person who's doing the meal anyway, the mitzvah rests upon the nimol, so that's not called the woman's chiyuv, that's called the baby's chiyuv. So the baby is a boy, so a boy is chayav, and it's saseh, even though it's a mitzvah shez man grama. So maybe that's what the Ramban is driving at, that since the very nature of the obligation to be ma'al somebody else is not your chiyuv, the mitzvah doesn't rest upon your guf, the mitzvah rests upon the baby, so then you have to be done, you always have to be done, whether there's a p'tur or a mitzvah say shez man grama, you have to be done on where the chiyuv is chal, on who has the chiyuv, whose mitzvah is it. So if the mitzvah would have been the mother's chiyuv, because the mitzvah would have been the father's chiyuv, so that would have constituted a mitzvah saseh shez man grama, and there wouldn't have been a need for the gzeres akasov kasher tzivah osol or kivah osov lo osol. But since the Ramban is assuming that the nature of the chiyuv of the father is not on the gufa ha'av, but rather it's on the bein, so that's not shaykh to the klal, a mitzvah saseh shez man grama. That's one way of understanding shaykh the Ramban.
Could you even say that even if it's on the father, then still it wouldn't be on the mother?
Hold on. We're going to say this other time, Ramban. But let's say we don't want to say this time, Ramban. Let's say we're not convinced that this side of the chakir is correct. Let's say we're not convinced that there's a shiur is correct. Maybe the nature of the mitzvah of a father to be ma'al a son is the mitzvah which is munachas al gufa adam, that it is the father's a personal chiyuv. Maybe the chiyuv does go past bar mitzvah, the nafkamina that we spoke about on Thursday and Friday. So if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is the father's personal chiyuv, so then that should carry over to the mother's personal chiyuv also. So then what's the Ramban saying? So then what is, why isn't that a mitzvah cessation as man grama? So l'chora, if you take that other side of Thursday's Chakira, then you have to say a whole different view in the Ramban. You have to say Pshat Ramban is, if the Ramban is telling you a new klal, mitzvah cessation is man grama, that mitzvah cessation is man grama only applies when I'm doing a mitzvah to myself. Whenever I'm doing the mitzvah to something else, whenever there's another chefza involved, another chefza or the gavra, whenever the mitzvah is for me to do something onto something or somebody else, so that's not beneath the tefillin. Remember we said on Friday, the tefillin is the case. The tefillin is the model of mitzvah cessation as man grama. So only something which is absolutely beneath the tefillin is included in the patur of mitzvah cessation as man grama. So even though the nature of the chiyuv is on the father, even though it's a personal obligation of the father, since the father has to do the mitzvah to somebody or to something else, that's not called dumit zman grama. So they say that's not called dumit tefillin, therefore it's not going to be included in the patur of mitzvah cessation zman grama. So basically what we're presenting the Das and Ramban is we want to know what nekudah is the Ramban emphasizing. Is the Ramban emphasizing that mila is different than tefillin because by mila the real mechuyav bedover is the baby? That's what the Ramban is driving at. There's a mechuyav bedover, and the mechuyav bedover is not the woman. Therefore, it's not a zman grama. Or is the Ramban not emphasizing the fact that the baby is a mechuyav bedover? You don't have to come on to the fact that the chiyav is basically mudal on the baby. It's enough just to say that the chiyav is on the father, but since the father has to do his mitzvah to something or somebody else, that's enough to be no longer included in the klal of mitzvah cessation as man grama. So those two ways of understanding Pshat and the Ramban will of course depend on everything we spoke about on Thursday and Friday as to what the nature of the obligation of the father in the first place is.
Didn't we say on Thursday, Lord, that the Ramban, we know what the Ramban holds? That the Ramban holds like...
That we know what the Ramban holds?
Huh?
That we know what the Ramban holds?
Wasn't he one of the Rishonim that said on the Tzad against Tosus that it's Shrikos? Can we say that?
He said that the Ramban.
That's the one.
He said the Ramban said.
He said Ramban Ritvan.
Yeah, we said the Ramban Ritvan on the side of Shrikos against Tosus.
He said the Ramban of the Ritvan on the side against Shrikos.
We're side of Shrikos.
Whether you need shlich, whether
no, the child is side. I mean, we're on the side against us is that it's not a chiyuv on the father, it's a chiyuv in the son. It's the son's chiyuv. You said that the Ramban Ritva held that it was the son's chiyuv.
Which one are you saying?
What? Oh, I'm mixing it with
Ravenna.
Is
it
Ravenna
said it?
Of
course. Sorry. What?
Oh,
you
just said
it. I didn't say it, okay?
Sorry.
Gavra Karamis.
Sorry.
Okay, Bakhshan, what did he say?
What did Ravenna say?
General emphasis. Okay, we said it. Okay. Good. So getting back to the story. So these two biurim in the Ramban is going to ultimately depend on Thursday Shia. So there is a Minchas Chinuch that appears in there's a Minchas Chinuch that appears in several mitzvahs, but the Minchas Chinuch is clearly assuming the second Shah. The Minchas Chinuch was assuming that in order to be excluded from mitzvah cessation as man grama, it's not necessary to create a chiyuv on the bein, as long as it's a chiyuv on the person himself or herself, but that chiyuv has to be done to somebody or to something else, that's already considered to be out of the cloud of mitzvah cessation as man grama. So where does the Mechas Chinuch say this? He says it at least in two places. So one place that the Mechas Chinuch says it is concerning the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. You know, one of the tired mitzvahs is that not only am I not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but my animal is not permitted to do malacha on Shabbos as well. So this is the question, is this an assay or is this a law? Because on the one hand, the Torah speaks about lo sasekom malacha atov emtecha. On the other hand, the Torah speaks about an assay, man yenuach shorcha b'chabarechach. He's already a sugya. Anyone here learning dafyomi? No, we're holding in the fifth parak of Shabbos. That's a little bit of a question. is it an aser, is it a lav? We're going to assume for now that it's only an aser. So there is a question, assuming that Tosfos Behema, if my animal is carrying something in the street on Shabbos, so I'm in violation of a din min haTorah, I'm only in violation of a mitzvah aser, kaman yenuach shocha v'chavit. So I have to make sure that my animals don't do any malach on Shabbos. So the Achrayim go to town and want to know, what's the din? Is a woman chayavas in this din or not? So we know, as a general rule, women are chayavas in malachas on Shabbos because there's a din. Let's ask a malach ata vitchum tevel. There's a possible chumash that's a lav. So we know when it comes to lav, and even lav, which is man grama, women are chayavas. And that's the mishnah later on in the first paragraph of Kiddushin. Most other mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are chayavos in as well. Women are chayavos in Kiddush and Shabbos, women are chayavos in Tzuta Shabbos. So as a general rule, women are chayavos in just about everything the same as men for Shabbos. So come the Achrayim and say, well, what about Shvisas Behema? Well, women chayavos in Shvisas Behema now. What's the halacha? Is there anything wrong with a woman having her animal walking around carrying something in the street on Shabbos? So first glance, Shvisas Behema is a mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It's a mitzvah you can only perform at a specific time during the week, by only on Shabbos. So maybe we could argue women should be pturot because it's a mitzvah sasei shas man grama. So comes the Mechaz Chinuch and says, yeah, good svar, maybe that's the din that women are pturot are shvisas behema. It's only one technical problem. What's the technical problem? What's the technical problem?
Is it problem behema?
What? No. What's the raya that's not that way? How do you know Raya Brurash and let Shuva that women are Chayavas and Shvisas Behema? Famous Gemara in Drachmas in fifth prayer. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow was once walking and carrying something in the street on Shabbos, and it was a terrible affair Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was doing. So the Gemara says, no, that's not really what happened. The Gemara says it wasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow, it was his next door neighbor's cow. Shchento shel Parasa shel Shchento Haya. That it was his next door woman's, a woman who lived next door to him. And it was her cow, which was walking in the street, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should have given her musar. He should have corrected her and told her that she's violating this din of Shvisas Behema. So it says in the Chazchina, you see, Raya Brurash Inelat Shuva, that women are chayavos in Shvisas Behema. The fact that the Gemara is criticizing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah for not correcting his female neighbor, Shechentaya, you see clearly that women are chayavos in the midst of Shvisas Behema. So the Chazchina throws his hands up there and he says, well, why should that be? Why don't we label Shvisas Behema as being a mitzvah sasei man grama? So it says the Mechaz Chinuch, he thought about it, and then he realized the answer lies in all places in Ramban and Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes. It says the Mechaz Chinuch, what was the yisoid that the Ramban tells us? That whenever you have a mitzvah that involves something else or somebody else, whenever the nature of the mitzvah is to do to something or somebody else, that's not doing it to tefillah. That's not cool. The mitzvah sasei man grama. So says Mechaz Chinuch, he invokes this Ramban, just as the Ramban says that the obligation of a parent to be mal a child is not as man grama, because that's not doing the tefillin. So to Shvisas Behema is not as man grama, it's also not doing the tefillin, because the mitzvah is to do to the behema, to assure that the behema isn't carrying, and that's not covered by the cloud of man grama. So how do we see Pshat in this Mechaz Chinuch? How do we learn Pshat in this Mechaz Chinuch? How do Mechaz Chinuch learn Pshat in the Ramban? So if you hold the first Pshat in the Ramban, that what the Ramban is saying is that when you have a mitzvah where the Mechuyav B'davar is the person who the mitzvah is being done to, like in the case of Mila, that the Tzad in the Chakir of Thursday is correct, that it's basically the chiyuv of the baby, so that's not called the zman grama, because we're not done on the mother, we're not done from the woman's point of view, we're done from the baby's point of view. The baby's chayav in all mitzvahs, even the zman grama. In theory, it would be chayav in all mitzvahs, even the zman grama. If that's what the Ramban is driving at, if that's the nature of this chiddush of the Ramban, then the comparison of the Ramban's chiddush ben mila to Shvisas Behema makes absolutely no sense. When it comes to Shvisas Behema, who's the Mechuyev B'davar in Shvisas Behema? Would anybody ever say such a wild and wacky thing that by Shvisas Behema, really the Behema is chayav to keep Shabbos? Hello, what? Huh? The Torah says that the Adon has to make sure that the Behema does what it has to do. So that's ridiculous. Behemas don't have mitzvahs. Behemas don't have to keep Shabbos. There's only one mitzvah that a Behema may have. What is that? Maybe. It's Machayim Seb Shalom. He's the Ram and the Rambam. The Behema doesn't have any mitzvahs at all. You know? Not to kill people.
Why?
that the din is that if an animal kills somebody, so it's a shor nisa, it's chayav nisa. So the machlokes said, we showed him, why is that? Why is an animal chayav nisa? So some rishonim say, the Rambam says that it's an onesh to the baal hashor. It's not to the behemoth. The behemoth is not a bar das. The behemoth has no mitzvahs whatsoever. You're not manish a behemoth for anything. But it's an onesh to the baal hashor because he wasn't careful with his animal. So therefore, he's the one who was punished by losing his animal. So the Ramban is, it's a kash and the Rambam. If that's true, that it's an onesh to the baal hashor, so what would the din be like a shoshal hefker? And it goes out and kills somebody, so then it would be potter, and that's not the din. Shoshal hefker is chayev. So the Ramban says, you see that it's not an onesh to the baal hashor, it's an onesh to the shor himself. Why is it an onesh to the shor himself? So the Ramban seems to say that a kodesh baruch will put enough das into a behemoth that an animal is supposed to know not to kill a person. Why is that? Why is an animal supposed to know not to kill a person? That's supposed to be the meat of Akaras HaTov. And animals, all animals supposed to have Akaras HaTov to human beings because Noah saved them. So if Noah wouldn't have saved their Al-Tazay, the shore, so then the shore would have been here. So Kodesh Baruch put enough das into an animal that the animal should be able to follow its das to know not to kill a person. If it goes out and kills a person, so then it violated an Aveira, it's going to be Chag Yisa for that Aveira. So that's maybe, that's already a machlokes rishonim, a very deep psychological, veterinarian issue about shvarim. But in terms of other mitzvahs, the mitzvah shisa behemos, that's mamash ridiculous. Nobody in the right mind would ever say that the mitzvah is basically a mitzvah which is munachas on the behem itself. So if the Merchaz Chinuch borrowed the yisayda of the Ramban, Bamila, and plugged it into shvisas behema, so that it's clear that the Merchaz Chinuch understood that the emphasis of the Ramban is not that the baby is the mechuyev b'davar, and therefore it's not called b'zman grama, but the emphasis in the Ramban is you don't need to label the baby as the mechuyev b'davar. All you have to do is to identify a mitzvah that involves doing something to something or somebody else, and that's sufficient to exclude it from the klal of z'man grama. Then the Merchaz Chinuch, since he had his particular viewer within the Ramban, came up with another mitzvah where he uses this yisayid as well. There is a discussion about the mitzvah of Shemitah. We know that one is not permitted to work the fields in Eretz Yisrael in the seventh year, and by and large that's considered to be a lav. But there are certain activities that one is not permitted to do in the Shnas HaShemitah, which are not considered to be lavim min HaTorah. They're not considered, those going to Musar HaShabbos this year, may have remembered a little bit about this, what's considered to be Malach HaSakai, what's considered to be Malach HaShabbos. There are certain other activities that seem to be included in a mitzvah saseh, that there's a general mitzvah saseh of Shemitah, besides the lavim of not working, but Shemitah is tishbetenet in the Tashka. You have to let the land rest. So you could have certain activities that are not bound by the formal isur of the law and getting malchus of son chalosiz or v'cham chalosiz more, but they would be included in the assay of, generally speaking, shvisas akarka b'shnas hashmita. So the Chinuch raises the same question, are women obligated in those types of activities? Are women prohibited from doing those types of things at karka that are not technical lavim? So maybe one can argue, shmita is a mitzvah assay, shazman grama, so women should be exempt from the assay of shmita. So here also the Merchaz Chinuch invokes the Shitas HaRamban. So it says, no, it has to be that women are included in this mitzvah of Shmitas Kakov, even the mitzvah Sasei. And says the Merchaz Chinuch, the reason is because the nature of the mitzvah Sasei of Shmita is to do the mitzvah to the karka. That's the Torah wants, that you should have the karka rest. You're the nature of the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah to something else. That's what the mitzvah is all about. It's not a mitzvah that's on your goof. The mitzvah is to do it to something else. So that's like Shemitah Kehema. That's like the Ramban Beber Spiegel. So here also, if you hold that what the Ramban was driving at was that when you have a baby, so the baby is the mechuyev b'davar, so therefore it's not included in Zman Grama, so then to extend that idea of Mila to Shemitah's Karka makes absolutely no sense. Would anybody in the right mind say that when it comes to Shemitah's Karka, so the Mechuyev B'dover is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a Mechuyev B'mitzvah. But the Karka, the dirt, the mud is Chayev B'mitzvah. And I'm assisting Eretz Yisrael to do its mitzvah. That's ridiculous. Obviously the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka is it's my mitzvah. And I have to do the mitzvah with Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chetzah mitzvah that I have to use. So the fact that the Merchaz Chinuch extended the Ramban in Kedushin Chavtes Ber B'smila into the realm of Shemitah's Kakos. So this clearly is with the Hasidic Mashitasa. This is clearly his understanding of the Ramban, that the Ramban didn't need the baby to be the Mechui of Bedavid to be excluded from Zman Grama. As long as you have any mitzvah that requires of you to do something to somebody or to something else, that's considered to be no longer similar to Tefillin, that's not considered to be Zman Grama. So that's why Shvi says, the mitzvah says Shemit Skaka are sufficient to revoke this idea of the Ramban. Even though we're not 100% convinced that the Rebbe Chaschinuch is right, we can make the other side of the Rebbe right, but we're going to give the Rebbe Chaschinuch his space for now. We're going to let him say his pshat in these two new halachas, and we're going to be mostly a little bit nofach midilenu. We're going to add on a little bit also, give a few other examples of mitzvah stations, man grama, that would also fit in perhaps nicely to this Ramban Shittin Kedushin, at least according to the beer of the Rebbe Chaschinuch. There is a Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Bikurim, where the Mishnah tells us that women are chayavas in Bikurim. The woman has land in Eretz Yisrael, so she has to come to the Beis Hamikdash, she has to bring her Bikurim as well. So the Achronim already abide in the cash. Why does a woman have to bring Bikurim? Bikurim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Why is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? So when is the zman to bring Bikurim? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Bikurim, the earliest time to bring the Bikurim is Shavuos. You can't bring the Bikurim before you offer the carbon of the Shtei HaLechem. And the latest time to bring the Bikurim is when? It's Chanukah. You can't bring the Bikurim after Chanukah. Why can't you bring the Bikurim after Chanukah? Because the Torah says, Asher Tovim Me'artzecha. You bring the Bikurim from your land. So what does that mean, you bring from your land? So Chazal understood that to mean, Kol Zman She'apeiroch Ba'aretz, as long as the fruit is still basically out of the trees, out on the ground, so then it's a Zman Avos Bikurim. Once the season is over, the harvesting season is so finished, it's a Zman HaKotzer, it's a Zman HaOsef, everything's over, it's ready, we're dead in the middle of the winter, so then all the fruit, whatever's there, was already taken in. So that's called no longer She'tovim Me'artzecha, and therefore it's not a Zman Avos Bikurim anymore. So even though the day Chanukah, of course, is not a day Min HaTorah, Chanukah doesn't have any significance with the Raisa, but that was the Shira, Kach Kavu Chachamim, Kach Tikne Chachamim, that at that point in the winter, Chanukah corresponds to that time in the winter, where it's already no longer Zman of Asher Tovim Me'artzecha, so therefore the Mitzvah Bikurim is no longer applicable. So that's the din, that you don't bring Bikurim, you only bring Bikurim Min HaTzeres Ad Chanukah. There are really three distinct times for Bikurim. Shavuos is the beginning of the Zman of Os Bikurim. Then when you bring Bikurim, so you have to do the Mikra Bikurim, you have to read the Parsha, Parsha's Parani Yavi Yavi. So the other Gemara, the other Mishnah says you only read the Parsha until Sukkot. If you bring Bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkot, then you bring the Bikurim and you read the Parsha. If you bring Bikurim after Sukkot and Chanukah, then you bring them, but you don't read the Parsha. Why don't you read the Parsha? Because it says in the Parsha, it's a machta b'chalatov, that you have to be happy. So until Sukkot, that's the Zman Simcha Seinu. After Sukkot, after the Zman HaOsef is basically over, so although it's still a couple of fruits still left on the trees, a little bit left out on the ground, so it's still sufficient to be called the Shetov and the Artzecha, but the Zman Simcha no longer is. It's not the Samachta b'chalatov anymore. So therefore, the Zman Hava, the Zman Mikra Bikurim is over. So there are really three distinct times in Halacha. The year is divided into three different times, vis-a-vis the Mitzvah Bikurim. From Shavuos until Sukkot, that's the Ikar Zman of Havas Bikurim and the Kriyas HaParsha. From Sukkot until Chanukah, that's still a Zman of Havas Bikurim, but it's not a Zman of the Kriyas HaParsha. And from Chanukah until Shavuos again, it's not even a Zman of Havas Bikurim. So when I got engaged, so I spoke about this. I spoke about this, my office talk, and I spoke about this. Why did I talk about this? Because I met my wife right after Shavuos, and we got engaged on Sukkot, and we got married on Chanukah. So again, a whole shiur about the three different zman, I don't know what I said anymore, but it had something to do with Havas Bikurim. So, first I gave the shiur about Bikurim, and everyone was trying to figure out why am I giving a whole shiur about Bikurim, and then I tried to tie it in to the three zman. So, the Acharon HaBalav with the Kasha, why is it Bikurim a mitzvah sasei as my grama? You don't do Bikurim X amount of months during the year, so typically women should do two of those, because it's my grama. So the Shakizari has a very famous bar from Sugya Zman Grama. I don't know how much of Zman Grama we're going to get up to this year, because we keep on talking about Mila for the next 6 weeks, and then we'll just stick with that. But hopefully we'll get there. So maybe. So comes the Shakizari in Masachas Megillah and Tavchot, that has the following very important yisoy about mitzvah stations Zman Grama. The Shakizari says, that mitzvah seishes man grava only applies when there's a halachic zman to a particular mitzvah, like Sukkos l'moshe. So Sukkos is a halachic time in the year. So the week of Sukkos, the Shivas superstation, Shivas Yom, that's a halachic zman, that's called the zman grava. Well, let's say l'moshe tkiya shofar. Tkiya shofar, Alef Tishrei is a halachic zman, that's called the mitzvah seishes man grava. Well, Yom Balayla, because the mitzvah tzitzis by Yom Balayla, that's called the halachic zman. So whenever you have a halachic zman, that's called mitzvah cessations, not grammar. But sometimes you have a mitzvah that has a specific time to it, but the time doesn't really stem from a halachic source. The time stems more from some physical reality source. Let's say the mashal and the bikurim. So why is it that you don't bring bikurim after Chanukah? So the answer is, it's not that there's anything unique about Chanukah per se. Chanukah is not a halachic zman. There's not a halachic category called the Shavuos at Chanukah. Shavuos at Chanukah corresponds to that time in the agricultural world where Shatavim adds up, when there were fruit out in the fields. New Year 2, the Rebbe Shalom would have created the world in such a way that the fruit hang around until another month. So then, Kach opposite, the Dinah Bikurim would have also applied for another month. New Year 2, the Rebbe Shalom would have created the world that there's no fruit out there after Thanksgiving. So then, that would have been the Din. So after the last week in November, so then there's no mitzvah of Bikurim. There is no pure halachic zman called Shavuos ad Chanukah. That's just a way of being mishayer what the agricultural metzias ad dvarim is. So says the Shakisari, whenever you have a mitzvah that's bound by a specific time, but the reason why it's bound by a time is not halachic oriented, but it's rather a halacha that stems from a physical reality, that's not called mitzvah cessation as well. That's a tremendous chiddush. So the Yemen says that that's not necessarily b'vachim. Just to throw out just one example, again, we're not learning this right now, maybe later on we'll talk about it a little bit more. So the Magen Avraham clearly doesn't hold that way. The Magen Avraham writes that women have pturos of Kiddush Levana. Because Kiddush Levana is man grama, because you can only be in the Kaddish Levana the first day of the month. Why can you only be in the Kaddish Levana the first day of the month? Because the din is, you can only be in the Kaddish Levana when it's Bechidusha, when it's new. So it happens to be, the Rebbe, as we said yesterday, Shira Bafidraved, that the Rebbe Shalom created the world, that the Chidusha Shal Levana is half of 29 and a half days. So you can only be Mekadosh Shal Levana for X amount of days. Lo Yitzuya Kadosh Baruch Hu would have created the world that the Levana cycle would have been 69 days, so then Kiddush Levana would have been 33 and a half days. So, and half, 34 and a half days, it's been a long time. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, it doesn't matter. The fact that whether there's a halachic zman that limits the mitzvah, whether it's a physical reality, whether it's astronomy that limits the mitzvah, whether it's agriculture that limits the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. Tachlis, bottom line is, you can only perform a mitzvah X amount of days, X amount of hours, X amount of time on the clock. But in the calendar, that's called zman grama. So that's already a big machlek. So hopefully we'll get to that at some point during the year. Summer, we'll talk about that machlek as the Shagasai and the Magen Avraham. But Hadra Kushla Duchta, so why should Bikurim, why should women be Chayavas and Bikurim? The Shekesariye is not correct necessarily. If it could be that Bikurim really should be Zman Grama, so Taka, what does the Mishnah say that women are Chayavas and Bikurim? So maybe the answer to this question is we can invoke the Ramban in Kiddush and Chavtes, the Sukkah that we're learning. We can invoke the Ramban, at least Aliba de la Menchas Chinuch. Maybe we can argue that Bikurim is a type of a mitzvah, which is also a mitzvah that you do to something else. It's not a mitzvah like Hanochas Tefillin, that it's a mitzvah Munachas Akafta Begavra. It's not a mitzvah that you do as a person. It's not a mitzvah that you do to yourself. It's not a mitzvah like Kriyashma, like Lulav, like Sukkah, like Shaifa, which are mitzvahs which are on the Gavra. But rather, it's a mitzvah that you do to the fruit. You use an object. You bring the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever you have a mitzvah that you're bringing the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe that's considered to be like Mila. Just as the Ramban says that Mila is not as Zman Grama, because it's not doing the tefillin, because you're doing the mitzvah to something else. So too when it comes to Bikurim, you're doing the mitzvah to something else. But here also, this only makes sense if you go be'ikvos the Milchas Chinuch. Only if you hold that the Ramban was not limiting himself to a case of Mila, where there's an actual chiyuv on the ben. The ben is really the mechuyuv b'davar, and you're being meitzias a ben yedecho baso. If you hold like the other side in the Ramban, if you hold not like the Milchas Chinuch, so then to extend this Ramban by Mila to other cases is ludicrous. The same way that we said it would have been ludicrous to extend the Ramban to Shmitas Behema, to extend the Ramban to Shmitas Karka. So to extend the Ramban to a mitzvah of Vos Bikurim would seem a little bit strange as well. But again, we're free to follow the Milchas Chinuch, invoking the Milchas Chinuch's beer in this Ramban, in addition to Tes by Mila, so maybe we could throw Bikurim into the package of mitzvahs as well.
So why doesn't it also apply to Lulav?
Now, Lulav is a different part. Lulav, you're using the Lulav to fulfill your mitzvah. The mitzvah is on the gavra. It's the lulav is the chafta shal mitzvah, but the kurim is a different part.
How are we mivar the difference between when?
Yeah, how do you know which is which? You have to be really smart to figure out which is which. You have to have good imagination and creativity to figure out which is which. So the emphasis is that this idea by bikurim is not so partial. That if I want to sell this idea to you. That the nature of Bikurim is such that Bikurim is closer to Mila and Shmitas Behema and Shmitas Karka than it is to Netilas Lulav and Shofar and Tefillin. So the truth is that this probably depends on 2 days in Tosfos and Bava Basra. The Tosfos has a kash in Bava Basra. The Gemara has a, I think it's Pei Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara has a Jerusha that you don't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz. So comes Tosfos with the kasha. What do you mean? Shetavim yatzicha b'mayit chutz la'aretz. What do you need a pasuk for? Bikurim is a mitzvah tluyah ba'aretz. So like the hecha takes it. Why in a million years would you have ever thought that you'd be in bikurim? You don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's no trumas and ma'isus in chutz la'aretz. You don't need a pasuk to tell me there's no shmita in chutz la'aretz. We have a klal gadol. The Mishnah says we know all mitzvahs. That's the way that's the din. The mitzvah tluyah ba'aretz. So is that no heges ala ba'aretz? So isn't bikurim a perfect example of a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz? It's with fruit, it's with land, it's agriculture, it's farmers. Isn't that a classic mitzvah tluy ba'aretz? So comes Tosfos and there's 2 days to that, two terusim to this kasha. So one terus Tosfos says, that the bikurim really is a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz, and it really should have been covered by the klal of mitzvah tluy ba'aretz. So eino heges ala ba'aretz, but we would have made a mistake, and we would have thought that somehow Bikurim is an exception to the rule. Why do we thought Bikurim is an exception to the rule? Because the Torah writes in two places, both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Rakecha, Tos Vashem Bikuri B'Cholam Imoy, that you have to bring Bikurim, and then the Torah gives us an Isser of Bosa B'Cholam, which is Takapella. Why in the world does the Torah put these two things into the same pasuk? Just in case you think it's a coincidence, the Torah repeats it again in Parshat Kisisas. It's Mamsha Pik Pella. So all the Mefreshim try to figure out, why am I high? What's going on? Why is it that the same Pasuk, the Torah speaks about the Mitzvah Bikurim and the Mitzvah Basa B'chol, not even Basa B'chol to Bikurim. So there are different Terutzim that are given. There are different Terutzim that the standard Mefreshim have. There are some interesting Terutzim that some of the more modern Perushim have. So it's a type of very, very good kasha. I thought it was a little bit of a joke, but I don't know if it's very true. But Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tami Beis Hashem Mekecha. So when do you bring Bikurim? So there's man of Havas Bikurim is at Shavuos. So all the dinner of Bas B'Cholav, when do people violate Bas B'Cholav the most? On Shavuos, because everyone's eating cheese blitzes first, and then they're eating meat afterwards. And that's when all the sprills happen, and that's when all the spritzes happen, from the cheese blitzes into the meatballs. So that's what the Torah is coming to tell you, that Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, even though it's Shavuos, and you bring Bikurim, don't forget, Bas B'Cholav the most. I don't know the answer, so I was just saying. So the... So getting back to the story. So comes tells and says that since we have this strange pasuk twice in Chumash that compares Bikurim to Bas B'Cholav, so I would have made the following drush. I would have made the mistake in Havamin and said, just as Bas B'Cholav is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, so too Bikurim is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. Kamash B'Cholav, that it's not true. Don't goof. Don't make a terrible drush. Don't make that among the heckish. It's not true. So according to one day in Tosfos, if you want to know, push comes to shove, why is Bikurim not knowing in Chutz La'aretz? And the answer is, it's a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz. That's the emes reason why. Either Gemara is a pasuk. Nah, the pasuk is just kidding. The pasuk is just necessary to deflate any bizarre havamina that you would have had. But then Tosfos says, no, maybe that's not the pshat. Tosfos says, that's much more razzle dazzle along the pshat. Tosfos says that maybe Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz. Why not? Why is it a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz? So comes Tosfos and says that raises the following chakira about the nature of the mitzvah bikurim. What is the nature of bikurim? This really touches the fact what you asked me, is that how do you know which mitzvahs are which? So comes to us and says, is bikurim a mitzvah which that the fruit have to be brought to Yerushalayim? Is that the nature of the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah nachas ala peiros. or is the nature of the mitzvah bikurim a mitzvah munachas akakafta de gavra, that I as a person have to bring my first fruit? Not that the fruit are to unim hava, but I have to bring the fruit. So Seth tells us, the chord is a basic difference between trumas and maisers on the one hand, and bikurim on the other hand. Trumas and maisers are clearly mitzvahs that relate to the fruit itself. Why? If you're not mafresh trumas and maisers, you have a problem, it's tevel. There are dinim that are chal on the fruit, kol dim afresh trumas and maisers. So the mitzvah of trumas and maisers, that's a mitzvah tluya bakarka, that's a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, because that's a mitzvah that's tluya in the agriculture. There's a mitzvah that relates to the fruit per se, haraya. The fruit are also there's a mitzvah deraisa of tevel, kolim imafresh trumas and maisers. But because there's no such halacha, let's say I didn't mafresh before. No big deal. So I was mavatel. It's not said. It's like not putting that tefillah in the morning. That it doesn't affect the kashrus of the fruit. I'm allowed to eat the fruit before a mafresh bikurim. There's a mitzvah salvos bikurim, but it doesn't affect the fruit to use it. So Thomas tells and says, from the fact that bikurim is so fundamentally different than trumas and maisers, it's different to like this klal of mitzvah tluya ba'aretz as well. That bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Trumas and maisers is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Bikurim is a mitzvah which is ala gavra. It's a mitzvah on you to bring the fruit, but it's not a mitzvah which affects the fruit per se. So l'chora, this shtipot Torah that we want to say, we want to explain away the Mishnah in Bikurim. Why is it that women are chayavos in Bikurim? We had a problem. It's a zman grama, so women should be pturos. So shekas agiv, his teretz, we don't like his teretz. We don't want to say his teretz. We want to go on our own mahal. We want to say, no, the reason why women are chayavos in Bikurim is because Bikurim is a mitzvah like Mila. It's a mitzvah like Shrisus Behem. It's a mitzvah that you do to something else, so that's mufka from the klal of zman grama. It's not so posh. According to one day in Tosus, it's not true. According to one day in Tosus, Bikurim is not a mitzvah that you do to something else. Bikurim is a mitzvah. The same way that you have to take a little bit of esrog, so you have to take the fruit. But there's nothing to do with the fruit. The fruit are meaningless. The fruit are just a chef to be yotcha. But basically, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, which is munachas like a kaf to the gavra. So if you go with that day in Tosfos, so that's not going to solve our problem in terms of zman grama. That's not going to help us ki huzeh. That would place Bikurim in the same category as tefillin, shofar, tzitzis, and tefillin. So Elohim, we want to invoke the first day in Tosfos. We want to invoke the day in Tosfos, which Tosfos understood that Bikurim really is a mitzvah tliba oretz. That Bikurim is really the same as trumas and maizos. That really you don't need a pasuk. Emes lamito, to all people who don't make mistaken drushes, there really is no need for a pasuk to tell me that Bikurim, it doesn't apply in Chutzlars. But Bikurim is a mitzvah, lechavtzu. Bikurim is a mitzvah, not that the payers go for a chayov and payers and lechayv and anything, but that the nature of the mitzvah of Bikurim is that the Bikurim are to unim hava to the base of Mikdash. So you have to go ahead and take these fruit. But the mitzvah begins with the fruit rather than begins with on the kakaf to the gavra. So if you hold like that first day in Tosis, that the nature of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to do the mitzvah to the Bikurim, to do the mitzvah to the fruit, so that could get the ball rolling. If you hold like that day in Tosis, and you hold like this Ramban in tradition, and you hold like this Milchus Chinuch beer on the Ramban, then you have a case. If any one of those three pieces fall away, then we just wasted 25 minutes. But he gave a nice little shtickle tars anyway, told you a few jokes about Shavuos and Milchus. But in terms of presenting this as a mahalach, to present a mahalach of this Mishnah, we're all learning a Mishnah today. We're trying to figure out how this Mishnah in Bikurim. Why is it that women have to be in Bikurim? So if you put three different pieces of information together, so this may create a mahalach. If the Ramban's pshat, the tradition is correct, but not just the Ramban himself. You have to have Michal Schinner's understanding of the Ramban, combined with this one day in Tosfos, but that's true. Then you have already a mahalach. You really have a way to explain away why women should be bechayavs in Bikurim. So again, coming back to our Ramban, so we try to understand this Ramban in tradition. Ramban tells us this, he's saying that women are would have been chayavos in Mila, and the Ramban says, because Mila is different, because it's the mitzvah that you do to the baby. So we weren't sure that the Ramban mean that it's basically the baby's chiyuv, and you're just going to motzi the baby, or that the Ramban mean that you don't even have to come on to that. As long as it's a mitzvah that you do to the baby, so that's also considered to be not similar to zman grama. So we have already three examples of other types of mitzvahs which fall into that category, which fall into this nafka mina with the two pshatim and the Ramban. We have the two that the Milchus Chinuch suggested. One was Shvisas Behema, where we know we're not chayavos. We have to understand why. So the Chinuch suggests that his mahalach. Then we have Shemitah's Karka, the Aseh Shemitah's Karka, where the Mechazchinuch also argued that women are chayavos. Then we have this Mishnah Bikurim that also says the famous women are chayavos. So we have this thread that's going through all three of these mitzvahs, this new theme in mitzvah cessation, as my grandma, maybe mechayav women. One last one, just to put the icing on the cake, in terms of these different types of mitzvahs, you can have a type of a mitzvah where I have to do something else, where it's not just a pure mitzvah sagavra, and that may explain away why we need to do something else. And that's the mitzvah that appears in Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Hashbos, or the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Se'omid Ba'Peichet, the Gemara says in the Masechus Pesach, in the Chayim Aleph, there's a mitzvah saseh to destroy chametz. Ach mi'er rishon Tashbisu Se'omid Ba'Peichet. Either you destroy it through bittul chametz, through burning chametz, through flushing down the toilet, whatever different methods in the Rishonim, in the Halacha, as to how to perform this mitzvah. But clearly there's a mitzvah saseh, in addition to the law of not only chametz, there's a mitzvah saseh of actually getting rid of one's chametz. So all the acharonim tumim with this mitzvah are women chayavos in this mitzvah. Clearly women are obligated not to own chametz. Clearly women can't own chametz in Pesach, because Bal Yirov Ha'imotzei Lavim, so women are the same as men. What about the positive mitzvah? This aseh, tashbisus, are women in the same league as men concerning this mitzvah? So there are a whole series of different svaras that the acharonim throw around to try to explain away why women should or should not be chayavos in this mitzvah saseh. Maybe not for me. Is Ladino one of the chayavos in the saseh in addition to the law of Manap? Again, we're not learning Pesachim right now. So perhaps we can invoke this Melchus Chinuch and the Shramban and Kedusha Daf Chavtes and plug this into Teshbisu as well. But we just have to add one small Nekuda. Here's a very famous bio from Reb Chaim and Shapir's and Uchas Chametz Matzah that Aleph Halacha Gimel. Reb Chaim really defines for us the Chakira, which is the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisu all about? So the Chaim presents it in one of two ways. Either the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is basically a mitzvah on the gavra. It means that the same way that I as a gavra cannot own chametz, so the Torah says, on the flip side, that I as a gavra have to get rid of chametz. The Chaim gives a moshel, like let's say there's an issa not to do malach on Shabbos, and then there's a mitzvah say to refrain from malach on Shabbos, the mitzvah of tishbos, the mitzvah of shabbosom. So the Chaim says that may be the same two sides of the coin when it comes to chametz as well. There's a mitzvah to, there's an issur on the gavra to own chametz. I as a gavra can't own chametz, and I as a gavra have a mitzvah to get rid of my chametz. It's the same basic parallel to the mitzvah, the law and the assay when it comes to Shabbos. Or maybe, no, says Reb Chaim, maybe the nature of the mitzvah Tashbisu is a mitzvah to be done for the chefza. And chametz is something which is ta'ul ibud min ha'olam. The chametz has to be destroyed. So the mitzvah is a mitzvah munachas al ha'chametz. Not the chametz is a bar chiyuv, not the piece of bread has to do mitzvahs, but the chametz is ta'un ibud min ha'olam, and therefore the neila, I as a gav have to do it. I have to assist, not really literally assist the chametz in doing its chiyuv, but I have to take care of what the Torah said, that the chametz has to be mevor min ha'olam. So Chaim claims that this is a machlekes ha'tanoim, famous machlekes in the Mishnah, in the second breath of Psochim, whether you have to get rid of chametz dafka through shreifa, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or you can get rid of chametz in any other way, you can flush it down the toilet, throw it into the wind, etc. That's the Chacham Shita. So Reb Chaim argues, and again, we're not learning Pesachim right now either, Reb Chaim argues that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there are specific dinim, how the chametz has to be removed, that the chametz has to be dafka, destroyed through shreifa, so that sounds more that there's a mitzvah destruction on the chametz, that the chametz is torn ibud min ha'olam, and that ibud min ha'olam has to be done in a very specific tzur, in a very specific way, dafka through shreifa. Whereas according to the chacham, who say hashpisasa b'chol davar, you can dispose of your chametz in any shape or form that you want. So Reb Chaim says basically what that means is that you as a gavra can't own chametz. We don't, chametz is not the emphasis right now. The emphasis is you as a gavra. You're not allowed to own chametz. It might not mean how you get rid of it. So Reb Chaim's beer again, very very kids in the notes. So if the Chaim's beer is correct, that at least according to some Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which happens to be at least the Rashi, Tosfos may pass it that way, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not a pure mitzvah sagavra. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah that you have to do to something else. That it's the chometz that the ton and the emphasis is on the chefs and the chometz. So that may also constitute a not a mitzvah sasasheh's mangrama, along the lines of the Rabban, along the lines of the Mechas Chinuch. Since the nature of the mitzvah is to do to something else, to do the milah to something else, or the nature of the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemah, to ensure that the animal doesn't work, or the mitzvah should look this character, to make sure that the character isn't being worked on, or the mitzvah of bikurim, to make sure that the bikurim get to the base of mikdash. So too, when it comes to chametz, to make sure that the chametz gets destroyed. So since the emphasis is on the cheftza, the mitzvah begins with the cheftza rather than beginning with the gavra, even though the cheftza is clearly not a mechui b'dov in any shape or form, but since whenever you have a mitzvah that the emphasis begins with the cheftza, and the role of the gavra is just to make sure that the cheftza gets taken care of, those types of mitzvahs are not zman gramos. Those types of mitzvahs are not similar to lulav, shofar, tzitzis, kriya shma, tefillin. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means when you have a mitzvah that's a pure mitzvah sagavra. The gavra sometimes has to use a chefza to perform a mitzvah. I need a lulav to perform my mitzvah. I don't think anybody would ever say the following, that when it comes to the first day of Sukkot, so every dalad minim in the world has to be picked up. If the dalad minim are te'unim havo, and I as a gavra never have to go ahead and be mowed, pick up the lulav. That's ridiculous. Obviously the mitzvah starts with the gavra. It's a mitzvah sagavra. The gavra has to use a chefza. Throw it also. Nobody would say when there's a pure film sitting on the bima, it has to be put on by somebody. So Nebuch, I have to get up in the morning and put on that pure film. That's ridiculous. The mitzvah is a mitzvah sagavra, and the mitzvah, I have to use a chefta to perform my mitzvah. But when you have other kinds of mitzvahs, like we said before, like Shmitzis Kohen, mitzvahs like Shmitzis Karka, mitzvahs like Kurim, mitzvahs like Chometz, where the mitzvah may begin with the chefta, and the role of the gavra is to do to the chefza what the Torah requires of that chefza to be done and not to be done to. So those types of mitzvahs may be excluded from the klalos bar grama. This is all the Minchas Chinuch's extension of this Ramban. So again, we're not even sure the Ramban ever said anything like this altogether. It could be that the Ramban himself just meant to say that Mila is different, because Mila, it's not the chefza, the baby's not a chefza. The baby may be the mechuyev bedavar. So when you have a mechuyev bedavar, if the cheftz is the mechuyev bedavar, so then you can't apply the principle of zman grama. So there may really be three different levels of mitzvahs. There may be mitzvahs which are pure mitzvahs hagavra, where you just happen to use an object or something to perform your mitzvah. So though that's tefillin, that's sukkah, that's tzitzis, that's shofar, so those are pure zman grama. Then you have all the way to the other extreme, you have mitzvahs where the cheftza, so to speak, is a living cheftza, where the baby is a mechuyev bedavar, so that for sure the Ramban held, that's not called zman grama. Then you have all these other in-between mitzvahs, where they're not mitzvahs which relate purely to the gavra. On the other hand, the cheftza is not a mechuyev bedavar. The nature of the mitzvah is such that you as a gavra have to be the top over this particular chefza, because this chefza is ta'un shabir min ha'olam echametz, or it's ta'un shvisa on Shabbos, or it's ta'un shvisa on Shnas HaShmita, or it's ta'un havol to the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the nature of the mitzvah is. So these middle category mitzvahs, which are not mitzvahs which are pure mitzvahs of gavra, on the other hand, they're not mitzvahs where the chefza is the mechuyev bedavar in any shape or form. These types of mitzvahs ultimately will depend on what did the Ramban mean. Did the Ramban mean like the way the Ramban is saying on this point, that all these mitzvahs are not covered by Zman Grama? But the Ramban never meant anything like that, that all these mitzvahs are like plain mitzvahs of Gavra, and they would be covered by Zman Grama.
If Tashbizu is, according to Rashi, that it's Bithel, how is that acting on the object? How is that...
Rashi is a little bit of a difficult problem, because the basic problem with Rashi is that the Tanoim seem to assume Tashbis was some kind of physical destruction. They're just having a machlokes is what that physical destruction is. That's the kash, that's basically Tosfos kash himself that you're asking. But how would Rashi even say that Bittul is Tashbis? So if the Tanoim is speaking about Seraph or other types of physical destructions.
But if you're going to go like Tosfos and say that it's Tashbis is the Seraph, then Tosfos holds that Tashbis really is only after Pesach starts. And I was going to say that a woman, when she finds...
Not after Pesach starts, no, after Chatzos.
Well, no one
says after Chatzos.
Or once the Isser starts.
Right, but it could be that Vayirah doesn't start after Chatzos. That's 2 days in Mishnah also. So you could have, the following afternoon. Is there anything wrong with the Torah with a woman holding on to Chametz every day in the afternoon? So if you hold that Vayirah doesn't start till the night after Ravid says, So then, and if you hold that with tourists from Tashbis, so then maybe there's nothing wrong with it. We'll be holding the Chametz until Smanish gets dark. There was some Shem, there's one day in Tashbis from Tzachim, it says that the Isra of eating Chametz in Erev Pesach, the afternoon is an Isra of Tashbis. Because Tashbis means you have to destroy it, Shalai B'derech Achila. You eat something that's not called being mashed. It's called eating it. Bal Mor says if you eat it, that's the greatest Ashpasa. But Tosfos says no, that by eating it, that's a bit of Ashpasa. So according to Tosfos, maybe a woman could eat chametz at a place like that. Cool. Maybe not. Yeah.
So Tosfos in Shabbos, it says that the Iker Mitzvah in Tzitzis is the baggage.
Yes, that's a funny thing, what that means exactly. As we pass in that.
It's Chol Shabbos. So the way the Menor is playing is that it's Yotzer Iker than the Gada, meaning that I think he's saying what Rebbe's saying along the lines of what Rebbe's trying to say in Bikurim.
Right. That but it's we, like, but we wouldn't want that. Because
I know, we wouldn't want that. But I think he's trying to say that the Haridu, it says, Atalas Yotzer Iker the Mitzvah Shreya Adam below Talas in Othai B'tzitzis, a few in Talas in Othai B'tzitzis, in Kenya B'tzitzis, that starts with the Talas.
Yeah, so we wouldn't
want to
say that.
I mean, he was explaining, of course, it's shot in Tosos, because he does say, Iker Mitzvah B'tzitzis.
I don't know, I'm not sure. So, this is all about. So far we have three solutions that are shared into this problem, right? We start out with the problem, why do we need a pasuk to tell me that women are p'turos? From Mila, it's partial that the Pitus, this bank rub, this is a Tyson position by us. It says that Nechen Amitacha is partial, but according to Beloz, you've heard Shimon is not so partial. The Tyson Megillah that Chof that said that it's a mitzvah shesh bakares, and now we have the Ramban who said something, either Abshad or the Mechasim Shkat. There is a fourth terrace in the Rishonim to this Kasha, that's the terrace of the Tyson's Rid. Tyson's Rid says that the reason why Mila is not considered to be a cover that follows my grandma, even though the Mila itself is my grandma. You really only do the Mila by Yom, no Balayla, but everything else beforehand, you can do Balayla also. You can call the Mayo Balayla, you can get a knife Balayla, you can buy bandages Balayla, you can get the baby ready Balayla. You can't do the actual Mila itself. So all the tipul is not considered to be Zman Grama. So the tipul, which is not considered to be Zman Grama, so I would have thought that women are chayavas in that, kamash malan, that they're not. So this ties to this mamash peeling point. It means always when we speak about whether a particular mitzvah is Zman Grama, who cares about the tipul? That's what we call it, Allah the Machshir Mila. We spoke about this last summer, the whole summer. We talk about the mitzvah itself. So what kind of story is this? We would have thought that a woman would have been chayav as this, kamash malan, that not. What's going on? What's the Tazir driving at? So the Chavu, the Tazir is driving at something that we mentioned already in the first year on Thursday. He said that there's already a problem with this whole discussion about whether women should be chayav as a mila or not. Tazir of Arizara in the second paragraph raised the problem. How can you even dream about being chayav a woman in the mitzvah of mila? What's the problem? The problem is that according to one day in the Gemara, if it is in the second breath, if a woman does the meal is psula. The meal is not good. The meal is not acceptable. It's a machlekes amoraim, whether the meal is shared or not. So how can you tell me that maybe a woman is chayev as a meal, you have pasuk to exclude her? Typically, even if she'll do it, it's going to be pasuk. So what's going on? So we said at the time that Tazin of Arizara writes, no. But the chi of Mila itself, to say that the woman is chayevis in Mila, we're not even discussing that. We're not addressing the issue whether the woman is chayevis to do the Mila itself. That's the sugin of a desire. It could be that we pass in that Mila is psul benoshim. So it's not even a shayla. It's a double pasha that a woman is psula to do a Mila. So it's a double pasha. It's ptura from the etzem ha. I think that's an orla, not even at the ballpark. Hello, what? What's the whole discussion in Kedushin Chavtes? What's the whole deal in Kedushin Chavtes? Is not whether she's going to do the Mila itself, but rather whether she has to hire somebody else. Whether she has to call a Mile. So remember we spoke about, I call Mila the Ula Monsi Ovich, Mila Monsi Mashve. So we spoke about that already on Thursday and Friday. Well, this is an exception to that rule. So comes the Tazis Riyah, the Chora, and is going with that Tazis also. That the Sugin Kedushin Chavtes is not addressing the Mila itself. That's not even in the ballpark. Whether a woman is chayevus in the Mila. We know she's not chayevus in the Mila. You have the possible chayevus in the Mila. She can't do the Mila anyway. So she's psula. So the whole chiyuv that we would have even created in the first place in the woman is the tipul. So it's on that the Tachat of Tosfos Rit says, hey, you know what? The tipul, the calling the moil, the buying the bandages, the getting somebody ready, getting the baby undressed. That's Tachat, not Zman Grova. You can do that in the middle of the night. You just have to wait till the morning to do the meal itself. So since the whole sugya in Kiddushin Kavtes was not even addressing the meal itself, it was only addressing the makshirin. So that's why Tosfos Rit was free to say that that's why you need a pasuk for it, because all those makshirin, the tibul and everything, is takanat zman grama. So the charet, to read this Tosfos Rit, as a statement in and of itself, mamash doesn't make any sense. So you have to read it together with that Tosfos and Maseches Avodah Zarah. So these are the four standard terutzim that appear in the Rishonim to this kasha. Why is it Mila? Just explain the simple's my grammar. Why do you need a silver little sauce? You have the Tosfos condition of Chetes, Tosfos Megillat Avchos, you have the Ramban with the two different variations of the Ramban, and then you have the Tosfos Rishonim. So there's one last terutz I just want to do before we close, and that's the terutz that doesn't appear in Rishonim. That's the terutz that appears in one of the Achorim, the Sefer HaMachne. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. So the Sefer HaMachne, I don't know, someone, what's up with you, Ben? The Sefer HaMachne says as follows. Why is it that you can't do a Mila Balayla? The Tugmah was up in Pasuk. Bayom Hashmini Bayom Bala Balayla. Says the Sefer HaMachne, that din of Bayom Bala Balayla is not a limitation in the mitzvah Mila. That's a limitation in the Kashra Samila. If you do a Mila Balayla, it's not a Kashra Mila. When do we say there's a din of mitzvah cessations by Grandma? And you have a limitation in a ma'isa mitzvah. You can only blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow shofar on Sukkot. If you blow shofar on Sukkot, that's not the zman of the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah of Mila is day and night. Once you reach the Yom HaShemini, so day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for Shabbos, that's the zman ha-mitzvah of Mila. Ela what? There's a din in the kashrus ha-Mila. There are din, the same way that the Mila has to be done, let's say the Moshe Lemoel has to be Jewish, and the Mila has to be done, I don't know, whatever, in a certain surah, and then you have to take off the tzitzit ha-Machner. There are din of what constitutes a kashrus ha-Mila, what constitutes a posel ha-Mila. So one of the din of what constitutes a posel ha-Mila is a Mila Balayla, is a posel ha-Mila. But says the Sefer HaMachner, the fact that you can't do a Mila Balayla, it's not the mitzvah Mila that prevents you from doing the Mila Balayla, it's the kashrus ha-Mila. That's not called a Zman Kulama. It's nothing to do with the Mitzvah Mila. The Mitzvah Mila says a Yom Balayla. So, Lamaisi, you can't do a Mila Balayla, but that's not called a Zman Kulama. That's like a little bit, like snatch, a little bit like the Shagas Ari. It means, what did the Shagas Ari tell us in Bikurim? That you can have a Mitzvah that's limited to a specific time, but if the reason for the limitation is something different, it's not the Mitzvah Gufa that limits it. It's the agriculture that limits it. It's the astronomy that limits it. Well, here it's not exactly the same, because here it's a halacha that limits it, but it's a halacha that stems not from the maisa mitzvah, it's a halacha that stems from the kashrus ha-mila. That's not called Zman Kulama. So we'll add this sefer ha-machni, there's an acharon. As we all know, acharonim can disagree with rishonim, as we spoke about in the past. So five different approaches as to why mila is not considered to be, or maybe is considered to be, the one of the theories to be as my grandma. So maybe after tomorrow we'll just deal with the list, the kuda, as to the Reina Kamina Zadina, between all these reasons, and then to move on to the next segment in terms of Pujina.